It's March 14th, 2017. It's a few minutes after 12 in the early afternoon. I just wanted to take a couple quick notes. I was listening to a previous recording. It was about duality, monoism versus dualism. And it was talking about reincarnation. And I was referring to the conversation that I'd had with Titus about how he thought getting back to... So I think he said everything of the light, you know, everything of the world was of light, and we're trying to get back to darkness, which he considered the primary state. I guess in some respects, I guess the pure state. And in my notes that I'd listened to, I had referred to, the dark state, or black, as being at rest, passive, not stirred up. And I'd referred to the light state, the white in the yin-yang symbol, as active, as stirred up, I was just kind of thinking just a little bit about what he was referring to, and I realized if I go back to the concept of capture and escape, is it that once a being expressed itself through materialized creative consciousness, is it possible that once being expressed itself through an outpouring of its being onto materialized creative consciousness, in other words, becoming, but then I was thinking about capture and escape. Then is it the case that being is captured here until, I guess what I was thinking was it's kind of like the cycle of reincarnation. You know, as long as there's someone coming off the ride, an individual spiritual entity, I don't know how to really put that in a context, but as long as there's some aspect of creative consciousness that wishes to reincarnate, I was thinking, does that mean that being, if it's a case of capture and escape, it's like being is captured in this expression of itself until all aspects of being has satisfied all potential of becoming. It kind of reminded me of that song, Space Captain, once while traveling across the sky, this lovely planet caught my eye.
Once while traveling across the sky, this lovely planet caught my eye. Being curious, I passed close by. Now I'm caught here till I die. And I think that's what it was that struck me, that that this is, again, perhaps an example of a level of capture and escape, and it may be the ultimate or highest level of capture and escape. And it kind of led me back to thinking about the title I had initially settled on, the You Are Here Reality Check Adventure Training.
So the "you are here" statement or exclamation is a it's a pretty thorough description. I remember hearing someone say about many lives, I think they were referring to how they didn't know how much more they could take, and they just didn't know how many more times they could do it. And it made me kind of consider or think about, well, you know, if you're caught in that if for whatever reason someone is caught in that endless loop of reincarnation, no matter what happens while they're here, they end up right back here again, and that would be a form of capture and escape. And I guess if I looked at it in its purest form, no rest for the weary. So I guess in some respects, I'm looking at it from that perspective, I can almost understand what Titus was kind of pointing to. You know, I have to be able to entertain any and all possibilities, and I can see how that could be a possibility. Well, anyway, like I said, I just wanted to kind of mainly capture about how if it is the case that once being expressed itself through materialized creative consciousness, then being is now captured in becoming. And, I guess if the term infinite possibilities is accurate, then that could almost indicate an infinite state of capture. I don't know. I can sell. I guess it's about being at rest and not wanting to, let's do it again. Perhaps that is the only out. Anyway, I think that's about all I wanted to grab right now. Signing off.